Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. People of our world, sharing this high vibration, color swirling. All the positivity you could possibly imagine flowing from our hearts to yours. Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. And you've just tuned in to a higher vibration. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What we mean by that is every single moment of the day, every single day, hours, minutes, seconds, we're reacting, reacting, observing to the things around us, our realities, right? But how we react, how we observe, how we dictate and perceive and process is really what creates us as an individual and as a whole, as in a human experience in itself. So what this show is about is easing yourself into a kinder way of thinking and just showing yourself that through the process of deliberately thinking how you want to feel, by deliberately feeling how you want to feel and thinking how you want to think and not letting the things in your surroundings that you think are, you know, holding you back, not letting those really dictate your life, just letting what you want, you know, kind of flow you to it. And this is why on the show we're just so happy, because we just know that everything we want is already here, and that's really all it comes down to, is knowing that you are the universe and you have all the power in the entire world in your little head and in your little heart, big heart. Yes. Having that said, we have a very, very special show lined up for you guys today. As you know, on the Vibration Station, we bring inspirers, movers, shakers, people that have an inspiration, that have a dream, and know how to take it from the non-physical into the physical, from the thought into the manifestation, into the creation. I'd like to welcome, as you know, she a Prince Eternal. She has personal life coach. She is a high priestess. I mean, just amazing individual that will teach you about high vibration. And our very special in-studio guest today, Khadijah Yansani. How you doing today, sister?
I'm doing wonderful.
It is so wonderful to have you in the studio. Such an amazing, powerful energy. Now, you brought a very, very special person in the studio with us today. You brought Naima.
Yes.
Now, Naima Yansani is 4 months old to the day.
She is.
Very, very powerful, because on this day, along with Naima being 4 months, it is so beautiful to see how life goes on and you can live an entire life. I'd like to give an amazing shout out to my Uncle Clancy, who on this exact same day is turning 90 years old today.
Yay!
Thank you so much, guys. They're all hanging out. They're up in, I believe it's Pismo Beach, just relaxing and truly enjoying a high vibrational lifestyle. Uncle Clancy, I love you with all my heart. Antique, my whole family, thank you guys for showing me what it's like to have love, right? And Naima, thank you for showing me what it's like to be pure, unconditional love, source energy through the eyes of a little human being that only knows love.
Thank you.
So, Khadija, we have a very special topic today that was inspired by Shia, by yourself, by you as well, Khadija. I think Khadija was the inspirer of Shia, which therefore inspired me, which then inspired. It's just this big. We're just one big inspiration. Women's empowerment.
Yes.
Now, in this world where we are mainly, we mainly see in the media's eye, and the, oh, look, Naima has some words about women's empowerment. She's like, you know what? Women have, we are empowered. Exactly, right? So something that we always see is, okay, let me rephrase. Something that we used to see, what we used to really see is, you know, men being in power and men always having the ability to say, you know, like men presidents, you know, men's as runners, owners and CEOs of businesses. When you think of who's the owner of a business, you usually think of a man. But in today's world, that's totally shifting. Totally changing. I mean, we have women running for the presidential candidate. We have, you know, CEOs of companies, presidents of major companies and corporations that are women. And we see this huge shift kind of happening in today's society. So, I know that people are catching on. I know that people are seeing, you know, that women can move and shake and create and, you know, make an empire just as fluidly and constructively and productively as a man. Mm. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that there is... So Khadija, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do to... really bring women's empowerment to the conscious mind in today's world?
Sure. So the name of my business is Bloom Into You. And
beautiful.
As a woman's empowerment.
Bloom Into You. I love that.
Bloom Into You, because it's about coming into yourself as a woman. And for each woman, it's so different. You know, as I'm looking at my daughter, you probably hear her coos and sounds on the radio right now. She's 4 months old today. And I gave birth to her at home 4 months ago in our bathroom.
Wow.
And part of my journey, you know, just listening to doctors saying I'm advancing in maternal age, that it's better for me to have a hospital birth. So just even having that decision and people meaning well.
Right.
Saying go to the hospital. But right. I knew there was a place where I needed to trust myself.
Absolutely.
And trusting that my body knew how to do this.
Yes.
And
yes.
She was delivered in under 2 hours.
Wow. That's amazing.
So coming into yourself as a woman is coming into that place where you really know who you are and trust what you know is right for you, even
yes.
though society or other people in your life that mean well are saying something completely different.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And I you know, I was going to ask you, I was going to say, do you feel like you... had you had a different mentality, right? Had you listened to these people and said, well, okay, you know, maybe you're right. Do you think that you would not have been as fulfilled with the outcome? Not with Naima. What I'm saying is, like, with your ability to give life that way. Like, do you think that it, like, you would have always wondered to yourself, well, I'm sure I couldn't have done it. Like, just like home birth, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
well,
you know, the truth is that I did listen to people.
Okay.
And there was a place of doubt.
Yes.
But then I had a deeper knowing that, right. No, I want to bring my baby into the world this way.
Power.
And now it's such a sense of accomplishment and empowerment. Every time I go into that bathroom, I'm like, oh my God, you were delivered here.
That's amazing.
In the peaceful way that I wanted.
Right.
So it definitely gave me a sense of courage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As a woman.
Totally.
You know? And we were just talking about breastfeeding and just knowing that you can sustain, like, look at her. She's so tall and healthy.
Yeah. I wish we had a camera in the studio. We could all see how beautiful and precious Naima is. Oh my goodness. But you know what? I'm sure that you can feel it through her vibrations over the air. You know what I'm saying? I'm
happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You could feel it. You know, you definitely get an image. So,
So I'd say that part of my work really is about each woman, like when I have a weekly women's group that I do,
Very nice.
Classes on the phone.
Where can we get in contact?
You can check out my website at www.bloomintoyou.com.
Bloom into you. That's
BloomintoYou.com.
It's blooming. I love that. Bloomintoyou.com.
Because we're all blooming. We're all a seed.
Yes, we are.
Given the proper conditions and sunlight and water, we will bloom into all that we were destined to be.
Yes.
So part of my work is helping people really access that yes.
Yes.
You know, like sometimes
yes.
You know,
yes.
Sometimes I come across women, we don't give ourselves the permission to say yes to who we really are and what it is that we actually desire.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So there's that initial yes, and then all the how's that gonna happen? You know,
totally.
Comes in to interrupt.
Absolutely. And it's really, really interesting because right before the show, we were talking, right? And we were talking about how we have, you know, these dreams, these things that we want, and how we can convince ourselves. We just need to feel it before it comes. We need to feel what it's like to be where we want to be before we can accept whatever it is that we want.
Yeah.
Because how are we going to be vibrationally available to the universe? Mm. You know, the universe is vibrationally available to us.
Absolutely.
Everything that we could ever imagine wanting, everything that we could ever imagine to expand our joy, happiness, and abundance is waiting for us, is here, just flashing a specific vibration. It's like, it's right here, when you're ready. It's just a matter of us getting up to speed with feeling the way that the universe has lined up for us.
Exactly.
So I'm sorry. Please go on.
No, that's good. It actually aligns up. So I'm teaching a class. It's called Bloom Into Your Abundance. And one of the aspects of that is being so open to luck, to opportunities, to people, like this moment right now, you know? And just knowing that you think about something and it appears in your world and you're like, oh my God, how did that happen? But that's exactly how it's supposed to happen, that you desire it, it feels good, you follow that natural impulse.
Exactly.
And like opportunities galore.
And it happens in a second. So, Khadija, something that I want to focus on with women's empowerment with you is what you do. So it's really cool what you do, right? How you teach people, you teach women that they are and they can be and have and do all of that in which a woman is, right? That is being a mother. That is being a creator. That is being abundant. That is being a mover and a shaker and a powerful, you know, you are the very fruit of this planet. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, over the years, we've been, what's the word I'm looking for? Phased? We've been corrupted, I guess, to think that, you know, well, men, they go off and they, you know, get the money, do the work, you know, da da da. Women just stay home and raise the children. No, you know what? Women are, like, ultimately, if anything, have the most power. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, women in today's society are becoming, as I was saying earlier, CEOs of companies, you know, are totally taking over in a really positive way. The economical flow of the way that things are moving. Yeah. And I feel like the feminine touch is what this planet has always needed.
It's so needed. Because like what you said, yes, it's true. Like more and more women are CEOs. They have their businesses.
Yes.
They're authors. All these things they couldn't do in the past, they're able to do now.
Exactly.
And oftentimes I find that a lot of women, like, they're able to do that, be successful in the world.
Right.
And it almost seems that they're needing permission now to really be a mom.
Yeah, totally.
to access that softness.
Yes.
Like, a lot of women know how to do and accomplish. So a lot of the work that I do isn't so much just about accomplishing dry goals.
That's awesome.
But it's how you want to feel in the process.
Bam, that's everything.
So you pay just as much attention to the achievement of the goal as you do on the journey of the goal and
yes.
what it means to you and how you want to feel.
Yes.
And it's creating in a whole new way.
That's amazing. Well,
actually, it's our natural way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's new in the sense that we've been estranged from it.
100%.
Yeah.
Khadija, you have these classes.
Yes.
Yeah, these really awesome classes.
I do. Thank you.
The Feminine Art of Receiving, okay? Expanding your capacity to receive as a woman, right? These are really awesome. Bloom into the One, creating authentic and soulful love. Talk to us about these. What's going on?
And I have Bloom into Your Abundance happening starting this Thursday.
That's
amazing. It's a 5-week teleclass.
That's amazing.
And so, yes, expanding your capacity to receive as a woman. Like, women are taught to do for others, which is great. It's
yes.
natural to us to mother. Whether you're a mother, you've given birth or not,
yes.
all women tend to mother, but really learning to receive, learning how to receive help,
yes,
receive compliments,
wow.
receive opportunities.
100%.
You know, like knowing that the thing that you want isn't too much for you and how to expand your container so that you can have the house, the relationship, the job, the creative project, whatever it is that you want to create.
Exactly.
And it is a skill.
It is totally a skill.
Because especially what you just said, you know, more and more women that they're able to provide for themselves, it's hard to allow other people to do that for you.
Totally.
Or to support you.
I can imagine so.
Yeah.
I can imagine so. There's a little sense of self, you know what I'm saying, that comes in. A large sense of self.
Exactly.
A huge sense
and
of self.
And so learning to receive and surrender.
Yeah.
To help, you know. So, I mean, I know a lot of women that someone asks them to help them with something, they're like, no, I got it.
Yeah, right? Totally. Totally. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating? And I see that a lot, actually. That's funny that you brought that up. This is not the first time I've talked about this.
Yeah, so we have to have a container to receive, to have anything that we want in
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
You know, we were just talking exactly. about houses before the show.
Yes, we were.
So it's like, how do you receive the house that you're dreaming, that you're envisioning for yourself?
Totally.
You know, you were saying earlier, like, so many times we block ourselves from blessings thinking that we can't have it, it's too big, or it's going to take a long time.
Absolutely.
But part of my work is really just helping people to connect to their actual desire. Like, what is it
yes.
that I want?
You know, absolutely.
I want a baby. I want to give birth at home. I want a retirement plan. I want to travel the world.
Wow.
And how good it feels to connect to your desire.
Wow.
Whether you've actually achieved it in the third dimension or not.
Exactly. And that's the key. What you just said is the key to it all. Whether you've actually achieved it in the third dimension or not.
Yeah.
Now, this is... I mean, really, where the rubber hits the road, mm-hmm. metaphorically speaking, in spirituality when it comes to, you know, manifesting, you know, highest excitements, keeping on your joy, but still dealing with the what is, the actuality, what's in
exactly.
front of you. Well, my consciousness tells me that, you know, I sometimes have little spurts where I feel like a multimillionaire, but then I look at my bank account and I'm like, oh, you know, it says otherwise. But then it's a, so...
That's one of the reasons that I love talking to Shia so much.
Bam, right? We'll definitely get into that a little bit more in the show. But that is what the power is teaching yourself that the actual physical 3D manifestation is secondary to feeling like you have it. The actual, like, having the $1 million, how are you going to feel when you have the million? What's the $1 million going to change, or the multi-million, or however much it is for you, going to change you from you right now? What's all that? So you have it. What's changed?
Right.
I feel better.
Yeah.
You have it. Like, what's different than you not having it? My emotional state has eased up. That's it. That's all that's changed.
And you can start easing up right now.
You can start easing up right now. And guess what? When you decide to ease up, the moment that you give in and you say, okay, you know what? I realize that I don't want to wait until I actually have it to feel good.
Yeah.
I just want to feel good now. I can literally unconditionally, meaning condition free, meaning no matter what my bank account says, I feel like a multimillionaire, meaning no matter what relationship I'm having with this person or these people, I feel like I am deserving and like I am on my way to, if not already in, an amazing, delicious, empowering, loving relationship.
Yeah.
You know, just because the doctor told me that I can't have kids, I can imagine myself being pregnant. Do you know how many stories there's been? And I have some personal ones for myself where people, doctors have straight said, I'm sorry, you're infertile.
Can't have kids, yeah.
And bam! Guess what?
Because they let go.
That's power.
Well, it's interesting what you said about relationships. You know, I talk to a lot of women that really want to manifest their partner or relationship, and that's a beautiful desire and dream and goal to have, and it's something that you can already experience with all your relationships that you have right now.
Absolutely.
You can bring more intimacy and fun.
Wow.
In all your relationships with your parents.
Right.
With your best friend, with your kids. Like, you don't have to save that opportunity to love for the soulmate that you're calling in.
Khadijah, you just brought up a really great point. You just got me thinking for a sec. You almost just need to treat this whole life. It's like a big game.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's all just like a big thing for fun. It's like, don't be so, let's not, my, okay, so my brain, and I can tell you from my personal, just for me, my brain has programmed myself to sometimes get really serious and think really seriously about things. And like, well, if I don't do that, I gotta do that. And if I don't do that, that one, well, I gotta go here. Well, I get, you know.
Right.
And it becomes a little burden ridden, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really fun and you make the best out of it. But sometimes, you know, things become really serious and they become like, it's like, wait a minute, it's not that serious.
It's not that deep.
You just brought up an amazing point. You literally just pick out what you want out of what you already have, and then more of it just comes. That's it.
Yeah. Enjoy the process. It is a game.
So
what if we approach life as a game?
Exactly. What if we approach life
like,
as
look what I just did. Look how I'm acting.
Wow. Like, for example, how difficult is it to get a house in Monopoly? Or how difficult is it to get a house in, you know, the game of life? You know how they play like that game where it's like the spinny thing? You're not like waging your whole like entire life savings on whether you're going to get this little, you know, little yellow piece of plastic, which, you know, tells you that you have a house on this little section of L4 of the game, you know? But if we actually approached life the same way, we're like, getting a house, that's like fluid. Like, that's just like the next logical step. Like, oh, just like in the game, how you're like, I want that one. Bam.
Yeah, that my life would be more fun to have it. That's right. Why I want it.
It would just be like way more fun. And then as soon as, and you brought up an amazing point, Khadijah, before we even were live on the air, you were talking and you were saying, you know what? I just decided, you're like, I want a backyard. Like, I want to see that. Like, and bam, you've moved to it. Bam, you're moving to it. Bam, it's popping into place without effortlessness, without you even being like, I want it, but I want it. It's like it's already there.
It is.
It's been
there,
you know? So
waiting for me to say yes to it.
So Bloom Into You, how long has this been around?
It's been around for about 7 years. And,
wow.
You know, actually, it's actually been longer.
Seven years.
It's been in my mind's eye for an incredibly long time. But we have a weekly women's group that I do on Tuesday nights here in North Hollywood. And
that's awesome.
From 7 to 8:30. And we do emotional clearings. And we do partnered exercises. And people leave feeling upbeat and connected to their desires.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean... That's what it is. That's like what it's all about, is raising the vibration, is, you know, feeling that alignment with the wholeness of who you are.
Yeah, and wherever two or more are gathered, amazing things happen.
That's so true.
It's like so many times, it's like, who have you told that dream to? You're just thinking about it, and it's on a piece of paper, and as soon as you speak it out loud,
right.
They're like, hey, yeah. Turns out I'm a mortgage broker.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm a producer. I can
totally.
Help you with that.
Totally. Bam. And it's so true that where you least expect it, when not where, maybe not where you least expect it, well, that too, but where you just don't put the effort in, there is no effort in creating. Mm-hmm. That's what Shia teaches us. That's what Khadijah teaches us. That's what I'm trying to teach myself. Man, by the way, make sure to check out SheaPrinceEternal.com. SHEAHPRINCEETERNAL.com. Life coaching and empowerment. We got Shia, but she is just doing such an amazing job at keeping the vibrations high with, Naima. Watch, Naima. There we go on the vibration station. My vibration's all over the place. Naima. Wow, what it would be like to be in that beautiful consciousness right now.
I mean, just holding her and looking at her, that's what babies inspire so much. Like, they have us connect
yes.
to that eternal love and peace and creativity in the game that it's just, we're here
right?
to create.
Like, Shia, how do you feel right now holding Naima?
I feel absolutely awesome.
Okay, I couldn't see it in your face. You're just like, ah.
Every time I vibrate with a baby,
right?
I was telling Khadijah earlier, it's the purity of them.
Purity.
It's the pure energy, the positive energy. She doesn't have to think,
pure.
Do you love me or I love you? She doesn't have to think that. She just is. She
just
is love.
Right.
And babies empower us more than anybody, I think,
yeah.
because they are. They don't, until they've picked up the things around them, while they're in the baby state, they are still pure positive energy. And
absolutely.
It just doesn't matter to them about what anybody's thinking, feeling. Do you approve of me? Do you not? They are totally empowered.
Totally.
So she is totally self-empowered right now. She's like, you need to do what I need you to do for me and keep
absolutely.
It kind of quiet. And
you know what's amazing to me? You know what's amazing to me is this thought just popped in my head. So Khadijah, we're talking about, you know, just allowing the things that we want by, you know, no effort in creating. It's just like you decide you want it. You see all the reasons why it's always been yours and why you deserve to have it in the 3D and then just feel like you have it and it just pops up, right? All this. So what do you think Naima right now, if she wanted a house, how quickly do you think just somehow, some way she would get it? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Naima was conscious, right, in the state of being that a four-month-old consciousness emanates in, right, just is emanating this pure positive knowingness. Like, if Naima decided, if she was, you know, conscious and could speak but still maintaining that effortlessness vibe, you know what I mean? And if she was like, you know what? I think I want a house.
Well, I think what she teaches me is that she wants what's the next fun thing.
Right?
And she wants it for as long as she wants it. So maybe I want a house now, and tomorrow or next week I might change my mind. I might decide to rent it out, and there's no judgment about it.
That's power.
I've experienced the pleasure of this, and now I'm on to the next thing that I'm ready to, that'll help me grow and
exactly.
have even more fun.
So it's just about, like, knowing that there is no goal, is to just, the goal is to just be and just find that happiness in whatever it is that you are experiencing, and then know that the path of least resistance to everything you want is just there, and there's no end, and it's just more and more and more and more and more. So, like, for example, Naima is feeling whatever, you know, as she grows, she will want toys and stuff, you know what I mean? And these little things. But we see, just from other examples, from, you know, babies growing into, you know, little kids, and then kids into teens, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the toys start changing, and soon enough, it's like, exactly, you only play with what you want to play with for that long until you're on to the next one.
Right. And what she teaches me about coming into yourself as a woman,
yeah,
is that she's a very happy baby.
Yes.
But, you know, earlier today she was screaming at the top of her lungs, and that passed through her, and she was fine.
Yeah.
So she doesn't hold on to anything. And that's so, cool. Like, if you can allow yourself to feel, you know, oftentimes women are told that they're too emotional.
Yeah.
That allow your feelings to come through, your anger, your sadness, your vulnerability, your joy, your creativity, whatever it is. And
totally.
You don't have to hold on to it.
Gotta let it flow.
And that's what has you feel free.
Totally.
Is that you're
Absolutely.
Able to express your true, authentic feelings. And that's yeah. what she teaches me.
Absolutely. That's true. Genuine emotion. Genuinity. Yeah, because it's very easy, especially in today's society, to get caught up in... you know, thinking that there are certain conditions to you receiving certain things and thinking that you can only be happy if this happens, or, you know, the economy's only gonna be good if this person wins, or, you know what I mean? It's like, and we're so easy, I guess what I'm saying is we're so easy to just give up our power. We're so quick to just say, like, here's all my power. Like, it's all in that decision over there. And,
yeah.
like, people tend to forget that their power is in their joy. Mm. That's what it is. Their power is in their joy. Their power is in knowing that they can be, do, and have anything they want through the power of their joy, through the power of their expectation, and knowing that they are. It's. I love this. That they are. I love this quote. And I don't know. It's like an unknown, right? Okay, so it's like, don't know exactly who said it, but knowing that you are not just one drop in the entire ocean, but literally the entire ocean in one drop, right?
Oh, that's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, that's amazing.
So it's like, it's that whole idea of empowerment, right? So,
and I love what you said about following your joy.
Yeah.
And that if you follow, like, my experience has been that any time I followed my joy and I didn't know where the path was going, like, the net appears, you meet someone that you didn't think that you were going to meet, or
yes.
you weren't expecting, or an opportunity opened up, or that apartment just became available.
Exactly.
And not knowing what's ahead, but there's this inner knowing that, like, my joy is leading me this way.
Right.
My joy is leading me that way. And having the trust in yourself to follow it.
That's amazing. I'm just checking out. I love your website.
Thank you.
Checking out photos from the, you know, in-person women's group and workshops. You know, you got services. We got the whole thing. So we got listeners, if you are just tuning in with us on the Vibration Station, we have a very powerful show that you just tuned into. We have a personal life coach and empowerment teacher, coach, just high priestess, amazing. This power person. She a Prince Eternal. We just love her to life. And we have a very, very powerful individual in the studio with us as well, teaching us about women's empowerment to the right dimensional circuits, whatever you want to call them.
Vibration.
Into the right vibration.
Right.
Exactly. So Shia, you are a reoccurring vibration station uplifter, because I think that if people could align themselves with what we're doing here, with what Shia's doing, with what Khadijah's doing, that you could find yourself within easily 30 days living a higher vibrating lifestyle, living a happier, more fluid manifestations just kind of start popping up. Abundance is flowing. We're doing, you know, get on Khadijah's abundance.
Right.
Abundance games. What are we talking about, these vibrational
Absolutely.
Hookups, Shia? Talk to us.
Oh, exciting things are going on today. And today is the day of our power.
Yes, it is.
I'd like to start off this conversation by just asking one question. Where are you vibrating right now?
Very true.
If you think about where you're vibrating, do you feel happy? If you feel happy, then that means you're vibrating happy thoughts, happy frequencies, and guess what? You're going to bring more happiness to you. If you're vibrating sad or angry thoughts, there is nothing wrong with that. We all do feel sad sometimes. We all do feel angry sometimes. We have different emotions. Our emotions are our friends. because it tells us what we need to do at any given time and where we need to go. So if, however, you want to become more in control of your life, any of us that want more control of our lives, we need to pay attention. Well, how am I feeling right now? Oh, I'm feeling happy. Yay, I'm feeling happy. That means I'm going to make myself more happy. I'm going to keep doing what feels good.
Exactly.
I'm going to dance. I'm going to sing. I'm going to eat ice cream. I'm going to do whatever makes me happy.
Exactly.
But if I'm noticing that I'm feeling sad or upset or out of sync, sort of, then I'm not going to be mad at myself. I'm not going to be down on myself. But what I'm going to do is figure out what will make me feel better.
Bam.
What's going to make me feel better?
Not dwell on, not figure out how did I get this way.
Totally.
What's making me so sad? Why is my life suck? Why is everything so bad? You are what Shia says is, you know, you are a mirror. You know what I'm saying? That's what I've learned from Shia. And for many of these teachers in today's world is, you know, you are what you are experiencing, just same exact with what Khadija and I are talking about. You know, you are a reflection of everything that you project. If you tell yourself, if you look in the mirror and you see, you know, poverty, that's what you will get. You got to somehow change that way into seeing
abundance.
You are infinitely, you were born with more money than you could even know how to spend in like 80 billion lifetimes. You were just, because it's, why? People are like, then where is it? It's like, well, then just feel like, where is it?
Feel it.
Where are you? Where it's waiting for you. Where are you? You're stuck over here asking where it is. Where, you can't, you, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You've heard about the statement, fake it till you make it. The basis for that statement is get yourself into the feeling place of it. Feel it. Just, it feels good, doesn't it?
Sit in
that bubbling tub. Sit in that hot tub. Right there in your bathroom. Right there in your recreation room. Right there in your mansion. Looking at all your acres out the window of wherever you are. See what you want to see and feel who you want to be and be that. Understand that we are all powerful magicians. And that's why.
Bam! I love that.
Oh, we are.
That's true.
We are.
I mean, children write Christmas lists before they even receive their gifts. They're like, ooh.
Wow.
And they know, they don't have no doubt they're going to get it.
Wow.
I don't care if they think it's Santa Claus or mom or dad, whoever they think, they are sure they're going to get it.
They are.
That's an amazing point, Khadija. That's an amazing point you just brought up. I've never thought about
it.
Well, they enjoy it. They savor it. And so one of the things we do is to, like, when you write a desire list, you write the things that you want, like, you can savor it now.
Right?
Savor it, feel it.
Whoa.
Experience it.
I've never thought about that. It's like, this is my Christmas list, and it's coming. What if we did that? What if we just did that? What if we just knew that and did that? You know, it's like, okay, whatever it is that I want. All right, I want that relationship. I want that perfect person. I want, you know, so you don't write. I would suggest maybe not writing I want, because then you're coming from a place of lack, but just write down whatever it is. Perfect relationship, perfect person, Christmas list.
Yeah.
The things that are coming to me. I'm moving through time space towards these right now. There's nothing there. What I like to convince myself, and this is just like some personal things that I do, is I try to convince myself that even if I tried to go against the universe the hardest, I could not receive everything I wanted just because everything is so perfect. It's like, I could try so hard, and then all of a sudden that gets you into thinking, like, it changes you up. It's like, oh, well, no matter what I'm doing, I'm receiving. You're like, no matter what I'm doing, I'm receiving. And then it just makes you feel good, you know? So it's like, wow, thank you. I'm going to write my Christmas list when I get home.
Right?
Exactly. And you just made a good point. When you said Khadija brought a good point about kids and the Christmas list, and then you said, so you would write the list, And what kid says, I want a truck, or I want, they just write truck,
right.
car.
Right.
they write it down. They don't
exactly.
say, I want before it.
Exactly.
You know? So they're clear that they're going to get like, it. Right. They're like, the universe like, already is, knows what I want.
Yeah, like, it's on its way. I'm just labeling. Just reminding you, like, don't forget. Like,
well, it's funny because adults call their current Christmas list goals now.
Wow. Khadijah yeah. with the wisdom.
But the funny thing about it is that, like, some people's goals, it's like it doesn't have the energy of that Christmas list. And so.
Oh, wow. Now, see that. That's it right there.
Like, the thing that's on your goal list should have you feeling like Christmas. Like, I want to create a house. I want to create a relationship. But sometimes wow. people talk like, I'm never going to get married. I'm never going to have kids. That's not a goal.
And what comes, you know what? This is, we're like dissecting some stuff right
that's
here.
That's the vibration that's not going to work.
Bam.
Right there.
Bam. That vibration of, like, it's a goal. What is a goal? Something that you do not have. What is a goal? I now stand where I do not have. No, and something in here. There is no difference between the button and the mansion. There is no difference between a mansion and a mustard seed. Hmm. The creation right. of a t-shirt is the same as an island. There is the only difference is focus, is where the energy's focused. So wait a minute here. Vibration. Knowing that his toy truck is going to show up, knowing that his baseball bats and his baseball gloves and whatever he's wanted with effortlessness and ease, it's gonna be there. I mean, man, this is on the list. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gonna be
right.
there. So
right.
if we just moved into that same type of vibration of mm-hmm. like, so there is no difference. The truck is the same as the house. So it's like, I just want this house. My car in the driveway is just, it's kind of the same as a truck. The only difference is this one like starts, you know, like, so it's like, wait a minute. There is no difference between what we, the effortlessness that it takes for us to provide to our children versus the effortlessness that it takes for the universe to provide to us.
Absolutely.
How easy it is for us to go out and know that our kid wants that toy. We can just go to Target and pick it up, go to wherever, pick up the toy, wrap it in a gift. Here you go. Done.
Damn.
The universe is the same way.
Right.
You just have a hard time knowing that it's that easy to get in your car, go to Target, wrap it up, da da da. To you, there's conditions. To you, you have to have this and you have to have. No, 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 no. Just, wow, thank you.
Well, it's the pureness of the child that they don't have that in. You know, they don't have that doubt yet. They haven't picked up that form of lack yet.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, they almost have it like a demand in a sense. Like, I am worthy of
yes!
this.
Yes!
I deserve that. What? You would not dare not get this for me.
Exactly.
That's not even an option.
It's not even in the cards.
Right.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that for adults, a lot of us have to unlearn that we can have the things that we want. Whereas a child, like she said, like right now, Naima's in her pure state. It doesn't occur to her, like, she just wakes up.
Right. Absolutely.
She plays, she loves, she expresses her feelings.
Absolutely.
And she just knows that what she needs is going to be there. The milk is going to be there when she needs it.
Yes.
And
yeah,
if we can unlearn that, like, wow, we are provided for, we are taken care of, all of our needs are met. Yet somehow, the programming, whether from our parents, society, teacher that said we couldn't do this.
100%. 100%.
That, like, can I really do it?
Yeah. It's a little culmination of everything. You know what I mean? And then soon enough, you're a quote-unquote adult, right? That has all these responsibilities. That's been learning all these things all these years. And then you give birth to a beautiful, beautiful baby child. And then you're like, wait a minute. Either... Right, this from just like the observer, right? I'm not saying you personally, but just from the observer, you're either like, all right, either I've been doing something wrong or I gotta teach them something. And then, you know, then that's when you take the step back and you're like, you know what? Then you come to, you know, the conclusion, the Khadijah's conclusion that we just came to, where it's like, it is just about soaking up in the love, soaking up in the power, the empowerment, the knowing that you are your vibration, knowing that you offer what you get, knowing that, you know, it all is you. There's nothing outside of it. And
that you can start small. Like you talked about, yeah. Like, start with the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or start with a small cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
Or it doesn't have to be a house or a sports car.
Right.
And like when you create that thing, like, oh my God, I created a parking space. Is it going to be here every time I come? Like we walk the park.
Just thinking that. Yeah.
Totally.
And there's a parking space there every time.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh.
Right. That's so okay, Khadija. Now you were just picking up on my frequency because right when you said parking space, I was thinking literally parking spaces about how that was going through my head, and you were like parking spaces. I was like, well, we are on the vibration station, but yeah, exactly. And I remember this one segment of. One of these listeners that we listen to where they talk about, you know, someone asks, now, I know that I'm the creator of my own reality, but now I want a Rolls Royce, you know? And she says, you know, why am I not driving a Rolls Royce into the parking space that I manifested, you know? And then the teacher says, it's because parking spaces come more fluidly than Rolls Royces to you. She's like, if you were to feel as fluidly about getting a parking space as you did about going and purchasing a Rolls Royce, you would have Rolls Royces. Like, it's just like, it's whatever your energy is moving to. If you, like, if it's effortless, it's effortless. If it's hard, it's hard. It's,
and what you believe you can have.
That's it. That's it. Brothers and sisters, lovers and friends, I love each and every single one of you guys. And this has been an extremely powerful, powerful episode, to say the least. Something that I want to remind each and every single one of you guys is to check out SheaPrinceEternal.com. That's SheaPrinceEternal.com. Make sure to look out for those vibrational hookups. She a Prince Eternal Life Coaching and Empowerment. She does it all. She's the best. And our new vibrational greater than a friend, we greater than a sister. She is one with us here. A new on the vibration station. We have the amazing, the empowering Khadija. Oh my goodness, here we go. Right. You know what? I'm going to do that again. Take two. The amazing, the empowering, the overwhelmingly inspiring. Truly, truly, Khadija, you've shown me things on my show today that I have been looking to ponder for many, many, looking to answer through my pondering for many years. You've shown me new ideas along with you, Shia. You always do that inspire me to new understandings of who I am, and I know inspire the listeners to new understandings of who they are. Thank you so much, Khadija Yansani.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, Naima, thank you so much for sharing an amazing, and you being the most high vibrating entity in the studio with us today. Thank you so much.
As she wakes up look at you.
Thank you so much, Naima. We love you. Make sure to tune into the Good Vibe Station. You can follow us on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. BloomIntoYou.com. Love you guys so much. Bye-bye. When we used to chill at Long's, get drunk and blaze, but I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting late. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life, I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.